Roman numeral 3. When we have the problems in our daily life, we do not have to seek advice from others, because we have a spirit in us, and the Lord as a spirit dwelling in our spirit is very near to us. We can ask Him about everything, without any need to use the telephone or the fax machine, for He can talk with us right within us. You can talk with Him and confer with Him in everything. The Lord's word says, "I'm nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Hence, if you have some problem, you just need to tell Him. He is right within you, and He is with you, face to face. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, is in us, not to trouble us, but to be our parasite, comforter, and supporter. I always pray, O Lord, now I am going to take a walk. Support me, sustain me, and strengthen me. This is to drink the Lord. In this way, I have no anxiety. When anxiety comes, you should say, O Lord, this anxiety is yours, not mine. I give it to you because you bear it for me. Thus, you receive the Lord's element into you, and metabolism will work constantly in you. Consequently, what is expressed through you outwardly is Christ. This is to live Christ. Those who do not know this secret consider that to live Christ is a difficult thing. Actually, you just need to practice speaking with the Lord constantly. Then spontaneously you will live Christ. A. Christ Himself is the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding. B. The words in everything refer to the many different things that happen to us day by day. Prayer is general, having worship and fellowship as its essence. Petition is special, being for particular needs. Both our prayer and our petition should be accompanied by our giving thanks to the Lord. C. To God denotes motion towards in the sense of a living union and communion, implying fellowship. Hence the sense of God here is in the fellowship with God. D. The result of practicing fellowship with God in prayer is that we enjoy the peace of God. The peace of God is actually God as peace, infused into us through our fellowship with Him by prayer. As a counterpose to troubles and antidotes to anxiety. E. The God of peace patrols before our hearts and through in Christ, keeping us calm and tranquil. If we would have a life free of anxiety, we need to realize that all our circumstances, good or bad, have been assigned to us by God in order to serve us in fulfilling our destiny to gain Christ, live Christ, and magnify Christ.